USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In his first statement since the death of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani, President Trump says America has the best military in the world and warns terrorists, "We will find you, we will eliminate you."
If Americans anywhere are threatened, we have all of those targets already fully identified, and I am ready and prepared to take whatever action is necessary.
Senators are back on Capitol Hill after the holiday break, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the Senate should follow the same precedent set during President Clinton's impeachment trial.
The structure for this impeachment trial should track with the structure of the Clinton trial. We have a precedent here.
The House is back in session starting on Monday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
As we head into 2020, some cities are touting their decrease in violent crime rates. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
As a new year begins, many cities are able to tout that the violent crime rate has been dropping in recent years, but in some cities, it's going in the other direction. Chicago and Baltimore are coming to mind, but the Indianapolis Fraternal Order of Police are speaking out about violence in that city. The president, Rick Snyder, saying that although homicides decreased slightly from 2018 to 2019, it does not mean that the violence is on the decline.
And not only is it not in declining, it is rapidly surging.
One person is dead and at least three others are injured following a stabbing attack in Austin, Texas. The Austin-Travis County Emergency Management Services tweeted the news of the death and wrote that others were hospitalized. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In a rare and candid interview, Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek is opening up about what it's like to have stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Trebek was diagnosed with the aggressive cancer in March and has been undergoing chemotherapy treatment since then.
As soon as the doctor came back and mentioned the pancreas, I said, uh-oh, it's going to be cancer. Throughout my life, I've always wondered about how courageous a human being I was. I just look at it as, it's part of life. Does that mean I'm courageous because I'm dealing with it? No. I could be scared to death and I'd still have to deal with it, but I'm not scared to death. Maybe I am courageous. Way to go, Alex.
Trebek also talks about why he announced he had cancer on Jeopardy.
I just wanted to get ahead of the tabloids because I knew they would emphasize and misrepresent what was happening to me. And you've seen some of the headlines in the tabloids. You know, he's not going to make it to Christmas. Okay, I'll show them. I am going to make it and beyond.
And finally, it was on this date back in 1990 when Panama's General Manuel Noriega, after holding up for 10 days at the Vatican Embassy in Panama City, surrenders to U.S. military troops to face charges for drug trafficking. The former dictator was sentenced in 1992 to drug trafficking, money laundering, and racketeering. He was sentenced to 40 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.